Hey there, it's Danielle Ojiabalu, LPC, and I'm a licensed professional counselor in the state of Texas. This is my podcast, Hope to Healed, and the purpose of this podcast is to raise the level of awareness of mental illness and the issues that it causes in our society, especially in the Black community. You may reach me at www.hope2healed.com. That's hopetohealed.com. Stay tuned for a brief message from one of our supporters. Hey, it's Danielle, and I am here to talk to you today about a 5-minute guide to cognitive behavioral therapy. My clients and others, myself as a therapist and other therapists, and insurance companies often prefer cognitive behavior therapy, which is otherwise known as CBT. It's quicker than most other forms of psychological treatment, and a growing body of research shows that it works. One of the main benefits of CBT is that it trains you to be your own therapist, but this is not meant to replace a professional relationship with a licensed clinician. You learn to change your thinking and develop more effective ways of coping. In your sessions with your therapist or psychologist or psychiatrist, you will identify distorted thought patterns and replace them with more realistic ones. And as your thinking changes, which is called neuroplasticity of the brain, your feelings become more manageable and your actions become more constructive. See how working with a therapist or trying CBT on your own could help you to lead a happier and more successful life. Study this quick guide or listen to this podcast and take notes to learn more about CBT. What I'd like to share with you now are a few things: the benefits of CBT and how to use CBT, ending up with other tips that you will find useful in learning more about this particular modality. The first benefit is that it treats depression and anxiety. CBT can be used to treat many mental disorders. That includes some of the most common conditions like depression, anxiety, bipolar disorders, and post-traumatic stress disorders. You can also use CBT to overcome addictions. Many recovering addicts rely on CBT to prevent relapses. Therapy can help build self-esteem and support healthier lifestyles. Another benefit is you can sleep well. Sleep disorders are another reason that patients use CBT, or I would like to call them my clients. Unlike medications, therapy addresses the root causes of insomnia with little risk of dangerous side effects. Another benefit of CBT is to strengthen relationships. Transforming your thinking changes the way you interact with others. You can enhance your communication skills and become more assertive. And finally, you can achieve your goals. You may be wondering if you have to have a diagnosed mental disorder to use CBT, but in reality, it's a helpful tool for personal development, even if you feel like your life is mostly on track. And that's what I use as a life coach as well. You could use the principles to help you relax and live more mindfully. We'll be back in one moment after a brief message from one of our sponsors. Welcome back. Now I want to talk to you about how to use CBT. First off, find a therapist. A wide range of professionals can practice CBT, including nurses and general practitioners. If you want to work with a psychotherapist or a licensed professional counselor, licensed clinical social worker, or a psychologist, ask your doctor for a referral or contact the psychological association in your state. Second, prepare for your appointment. CBT focuses on the present, but your therapist will need some history. Be ready to discuss any relevant medical conditions and childhood experiences. Start thinking about your priority issues and what you want to accomplish. Third, Do your homework. Your therapist will probably give you assignments to do in between sessions, and this is very important. These homework assignments could involve writing in a journal or practicing new responses to situations that you find challenging. And I want you to know that 80% of the work of counseling is done outside of the sessions. So doing homework is very important. Number four, accept discomfort. You might experience unpleasant emotions at first, and this is normal. That can be a natural and constructive part of facing fears and doubts. But as you continue to do the work, it will get better. And number five, read a book. Would you rather try CBT on your own? Browse for books recommended by trusted sources like the Association for Behavioral and Cognitive Therapies. And finally, I'd like to talk to you about other tips that you can use. Number one, take an active role. Your progress will depend on how much effort you put in. Collaborate with your therapist in setting goals. Be honest and open in talking about your thoughts and feelings. Number two, avoid shortcuts. CBT sounds so straightforward that you might be tempted to think that you know it already. However, results depend on taking a structured approach and applying your knowledge consistently. Number three, be patient. There's a difference between quick and instant. Give your new habits time to reinforce themselves. It takes 21 days to change your thinking and rewire your brain. With practice, they will feel more comfortable, those thoughts, and become automatic. And number four, review your progress. On the other hand, let your therapist know if you think you're stuck. You may find it easier to talk with someone else, or you may benefit from a different approach. Keep in mind that CBT can be combined with other treatments too. Therapy may be more affordable and accessible than you think. With CBT, you can make progress quickly depending on what you're coming into therapy for, which strategies you can use at home, or by working with a therapist on a schedule tailored to your individual needs. Now, if you are in the Texas area and you are looking for a therapist, check us out at www.hope2andhealed.com. That's hope2healed.com. Also, you can, inside of the website, click on connect with us or contact us, and you can send a message with any questions that you may have, and we'll get back to you at our earliest convenience. Finally, if you're outside of the state of Texas, you can look at Psychology Today for a referral. You can look at Therapy for Black Girls for a referral. And there's a host of many other places out there where you can look for the type of therapist that would suit your needs. Okay, I hope I haven't forgotten anything. And I hope that you have been encouraged by my brief discussion about the use of CBT for depression, anxiety, and many other mental health conditions. Check us out. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us on our website, hope2healed.com. Thank you so much for listening, and have a blessed evening, day, or morning. Bye-bye now.